Hello, and welcome back to Beauty in the Gee. I hope I can say welcome back. I hope you've been around for a while. But if you haven't, then welcome to your first episode of Beauty in the Gee, the podcast about grappling in life from the female perspective. I'm Jen Eads. I'm a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jiu-jitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu purple belt. And dun, 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 I wear makeup when I compete.
As since we are going to probably do our first episode. Well, I don't know, maybe not the first episode, but there could be some controversy in this one. Yeah. I've seen some heated debate on the Book of Faces about this.
For sure. For sure.
So in this episode, we are talking about makeup.
I said that Jen's trying to like lose followers for me. It's fine. I will stand by my choices. I kind of joke that. So there was, I think it was an episode of maybe, I don't know, like Tough or something. It was something, it was like getting ready, like road to UFC kind of thing. And the dad was talking about his son and he was like, look good, feel good, fight good. And look at him. He looks good. And so like that becomes kind of like my mantra going into a tournament, like look good, feel good, fight good. And you know, Rachel Casillas always gets on me because she says our pre-tournament prep is very different because I'm making sure my highlights are on point and then I have a pedicure and, you know, like all those kinds of things. Uh-huh. But yeah, I do wear makeup when I compete.
There would be some listeners that would. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. You know, okay, so let's start with like, I'm very specific about the makeup I wear.
Yes.
I don't just wear anything. I use a Smashbox primer first.
Okay.
And then I put my foundation on. I use Urban Decay eyeshadow primer and then whatever eyeshadow. I don't really care because it's got the primer on it. It's never going anywhere. I do either a Stila or Sephora. Yeah, Sephora eyeliner. They're both waterproof. And then I think Maybelline mascara, waterproof, of course. And then I spray it all afterwards with a Urban Decay All Night Spray. So it's not going anywhere. I put lipstick on in the moment, but it's usually gone by the time I compete. You know, like, and yeah. I just use a stain, like I just, you know, but it's usually gone by the time I compete. But especially in competition, that kind of is my morning ritual. It kind of helps calm my nerves, the doing my hair, the doing my makeup. Like it's just something that, you know, kind of gets me in the right mindset. And I don't want to look in the mirror before I compete and feel bad about myself. Like,
right.
And I know that, you know, whatever, I don't have to wear makeup, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not wearing it for anyone else. You know, yeah. Like I don't have lips. I barely have eyes. So without a little makeup on, like those things disappear. In high school, this is so terrible that I'm admitting this. In high school, there were this group of friends that called me baloney lips because my lips were as thin as baloney. Yeah. So, you know, like it just makes me feel better. And like having that confidence in the way I look spills over. So, you know, people ask like, do women wear makeup so they look good on the podium? Like I wear makeup so that every time I walk in the bathroom and pee the 50 million times before I compete, when I'm washing my hands, like I don't feel like, God, you look tired. You look run down. Mm-hmm. Why are you here? Like that's where the downward spiral starts for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand that, you know, women are very against it, but for me, like, it just makes me feel better. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I don't care what, you know, if they're like, you look good without makeup. Like my husband probably prefers me without makeup, but I just need to look in the mirror and feel confident.
I feel like it's a very personal decision.
It is. It's very personal. And, you know, like I know that women are terrified of getting their gis stained. Like that's the big reason that people care, at least I think that's the big reason people care. But I have never had it to where I couldn't get someone else's makeup off my gi.
Yeah.
I've always been able to get it out. And like, I also think, you know, is a stain on my gi worth tearing down another woman?
Right.
You know, like, I mean, we all have our own issues. Mm-hmm. We all have our own things that we have to be concerned about, you know, right. Like, so is it worth it? Like, you get a stain on your gi that you make another woman feel bad about herself.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's worth it. Like, I don't know.
I don't feel strongly enough about it either. I'm like, if you want to wear makeup, wear makeup. I'll tell you, my ritual for my ego prep was some chapstick.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I did my hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, got to do your hair. Or at least I did.
Right.
Or it looks horrendous. Like, if I didn't do my hair, when I looked in the mirror, I would be like, oh.
Right.
So I get it from that standpoint. I did just get a new white gi, so I would probably be a little sad if somebody got makeup. Like, don't go looking like, what'd we say? Mimi?
Like Mimi
from True Carrie?
Yeah.
That's gonna throw a red flag. I'm like, yeah. I might not want to roll with you.
Right, yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be, like, caked on. Right. But.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I haven't had a bad experience
right.
with it. So I guess until that happens and a gi gets trashed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody wants to have to buy a new gi.
Right. But. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like as far as like training goes, I wouldn't replace a gi because it has a stain on it. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Competition, I know you want like a pristine gi. But like I said, I've never had a problem getting anyone else's makeup off my gi either. And I've never had anyone complain that my makeup's been on them ever.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know, like if I get makeup on my gi, I spray it with some peroxide and wash it. And, you know,
is
like
that, is that
never,
the key?
Yeah. Peroxide gets out everything, especially blood.
See, like, I'm more likely to bleed on myself.
Yeah. And like that can stain. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, yeah. Or somebody, you know, somebody gets a bloody nose for zero yeah. reason. That happened last night in class. Like some guy just, his nose started bleeding and I was like, well, what happened? Like, I don't know. But you know, we keep a bottle of peroxide by the side of the mat. We just spray their ghee immediately, spray mm-hmm. the mat, you know, like clean it all up. And that keeps it from staining. So same thing with makeup. I just spray it if anybody yeah. gets makeup on me.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that you'd mentioned as we were kind of planning out this episode is if you're worried about it, then wear a blue or a black ghee.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to tell you, like, you should wear, you know, like, you wear whatever ghee you want. But, like, really, like, those are both Federation legal colors. If you are really worried that much about staining a competition gi, wear a darker colored gi. Maybe that'll help. Like if it's that big of a deal, don't wear a white gi. I don't know. I'm making people mad.
You know what? I don't think you're making people mad as much as you are encouraging lively discussion and debate.
Yeah. And I really, like, the main thing is I don't see a reason to judge people. You know, like, I just, yeah. just let people live their lives and figure out your own. Like, that's, I mean, that's how I feel about it. And maybe it's because I wear makeup that I'm right. like, stop judging me. I don't care. But, you know, people just need to do what makes them feel good. And yeah, if that means I'm going to wear a black gi when I compete so that if somebody else is wearing makeup and they get it on me, I don't care. I'd rather that. I'd rather be friends at the end of the day and not worry about being mad because you got my gi stained.
I think that's a good way to wrap this episode up. Yeah. Do you have a tip for on the mat this week?
Be mindful. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm very specific about the makeup I wear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's trial and error. I've made sure that the stuff I'm wearing is not coming off.
Yes.
But like if I've just been working all day and I'm wearing regular makeup, mm-hmm. I wipe my makeup off before class. Like I keep makeup wipes in my bag. I keep them in my locker and I will wipe my makeup off. Like,
yeah,
I don't need to look great in class. Like that's not, it's not the same. So just be mindful. And also be mindful of other people's feelings, you know, like just think about that. There's probably a reason they feel like they need to wear makeup and be mindful of that.
And then for off the mat, let's talk about things to use to wash your gi.
Yes. I mean, we talked about like peroxide, you know, like to spray it to begin with. I use Amway's detergent. I know it's crazy. Like, so we were in Amway when we were like 20. It wasn't Amway, then it was Quickstar. And they tried this like new thing, whatever. but we've been out of it for couple decades. I'm older than that now. But we still order their laundry products because we just thought they worked really well. So that's what kind of detergent I use. And then I'll use OxiClean in every single wash. And then if you start to think you're getting, you know, a little funky, like sometimes rash guards just feel like they kind of stink a little bit or something. Yeah. I'll use a little Odoban in there. And you can get Odoban at like Home Depot or that's the cheapest place to get it, really. You can get a gallon of it at Home Depot. Just put a little bit in the washing machine. It's great.
All right.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Your tips for on and off the mat for this episode. If you have comments or feelings about makeup, we would love to hear them. You can connect with us on Instagram at Beauty and the Ghee Podcast. We are also on Twitter now at Beauty and the Ghee, but do a post, tag us in it. You can also tag at Brassy Broad Jen.
And you can tag AJ Klingerman. I can take it.
And use the hashtag Beauty and the Ghee Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a friend that needs to hear this episode, and I'm guessing that you do, don't be stingy. Don't keep all the BJJ podcasts to yourself. Share it, man. Share it with a friend. And we will see you on the mat. And we may or may not be wearing makeup.
Sippy cup and a script and I'm good to go. That's how I podcast, friends.
I just need lots of caffeine.
Yeah.
Caffeinate me.